Back here on the DDC on this Tuesday, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Predators General Manager David Poile with us. He does it at this time every Tuesday. David, good morning. How we doing?
Good morning. We're good. Been a long week, busy week for every female or hockey ops with the trading deadline. I mean, long hours, lots of phone calls. It's an exciting time, a little bit of a nerve-wracking time, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. But all in all, I think we put ourselves in a pretty good position. We didn't make a huge change in our roster, but really like this young player, Jeremy Lauzon. We've been talking about him for the last couple of years as a possible guy to target. We feel that he's getting better. We like his style. It kind of fits into our identity. He's 6'2", about 205, 210 pounds. He plays a tough game, and I think we're going to grow to like him. So all's good, and we had a good win last night.
Philip Forsberg had two more goals, now a franchise record for a season in goals. So do you have any news to announce, Dave? Anything changed when you woke up?
Did you not hear my press conference?
No, but that was after the press conference. I'm saying when you woke up, is there any news, No.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
guess that's a no.
It's all good. And okay, a little bit more serious note. I mean, as I did say yesterday in my press availability that I did meet with Philip last week. We had a good conversation about lots of different things and his game and his growth and where he fits and where we're going and what part of that he would fit into, and he's happy with his role, all those things. And I do want to simplify it by saying that we just did not agree to a contract. I think he really wants to play here. I understand it that there's not a guarantee, but based on what has been said to each other, I think we can just find a common area that at some point hopefully we'll be able to work this out. And as I did say, we'll live happily ever after if we can get that done.
In all seriousness, that's where I wanted to go, because we talked about this earlier in the show, and I did bring up when you said that yesterday, and I was just wondering, is that normal? I didn't know how that dynamic worked. All these years we've talked to you behind the scenes, if during the course of a season, if you and a player would sit down that's in the situation that he's in and actually have a talk, if an agent would allow that, does the agent have to be there? I didn't know how that dynamic worked behind the scenes. I was curious when you brought that up yesterday how that indeed works.
Well, it's, I can't say that the agent would love that in every situation. In this case, I think, although we don't have an agreement, our relationship with the agent is good, and I believe my relationship with Philip has always been good. So I don't think anybody was bent out of shape by that. I actually, if anything, it certainly helped me hear his viewpoint versus hearing the agent all the time, and whether it was a confirmation or what have you. And hopefully, I said some things to Philip that show him the love and the fit and all those things going forward. So it's. It would have been nice to have it done, but like I said, we and he are focused on making playoffs. And if you watched him play last night, you'd have to say that he's definitely focused on that by getting 5 points and getting his 35th goal, breaking Arvey's record for the most goals ever by a Predator. So again, it's we've talked about this every Tuesday for however long the season's been on. And I as I said, the press conference, we'll continue our dialogue, and hopefully someday we'll have an announcement. Everybody will be happy.
We'll talk with David Poile, GM of the Nashville Predators. Now, David, do you the approach to the draft and approach to free agency? I know the thinking is the same. You're trying to better your team, whether drafting a young guy or bringing in a free agent guy. But is the approach the same? In regards to that, because if you bring a free agent in, sometimes it's just for that particular season or that playoff run.
Yeah, and I've done both different years, and it's so many different factors. I mean, how mm-hmm. close you are. I mean, I've been in situations where a free agent, which we call them a rental, you pay a first-round pick, and you're hoping that that's the last piece you need to be successful in the playoffs and have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, and oftentimes for me, and I can point to a lot for everybody else, where it never worked. Sometimes it's worked pretty good. Sometimes we've given up I'd say later picks. I remember the year we did go to the Cup Finals where we gave up like a fourth and a sixth to get role players like Vern Fiddler and Parento, and they were good pieces to add and give us a little bit more depth. This year, philosophically, and I hope that most people agree with this, is that our team was not predicted to really be that good. I mean, nobody really predicted us to be in the playoffs, and I think we're having so many guys that are playing so well and playing the best that they've played. We've got an elite goalie with UC Saros. We've got the best defenseman in the league and Roman Josi. We have two guys that have now scored 30-plus goals in Forsberg and Duchesne. We've got the herd line. We've got toughness on our team. And they always put the asterisk, we're not the best team in the league, but I do think we're very competitive. I do think that we're improving. And I think that was the goal this year, to try to improve every day, every week. And I see that. I mean, I'd be pretty happy with most of this lineup going forward next year, because I see a lot of growth in our team. So, the approach to the trading deadline was we needed some depth, and I think we've made a good choice in Lazan as a younger player that we can re-sign. Thank goodness we made it, because we've kind of been really banged up in the blue line. Borowicki played his first game. Ecky was out sick. I hope he comes back to tonight. Benning is probably not going to play on this trip, and we got a couple other guys that are bumped up. So he's much needed right now.
David Poile is with us, Predators general manager. And David, I had a good conversation with Hal Gill yesterday about a player's perspective, especially a young player. You throw out a name like Elli Tolvanen or Luke Cunnan or even a Michael McCarron, and the fact that you guys felt so good about the group, but a young player now knows, hey, it's his job. Maybe that will give them even a confidence boost to know that they're going to sink or swim, but they have a great opportunity now to play the big minutes and see what they can do in this stretch towards the stretch run of the regular season.
Yeah, I can see where I've been there before. It can be a very nervous time for your team and your players, and lots of rumors circulating around your team. But honestly, for this trade deadline, and I mean, anything I read, it was just touching a little bit on Forsberg, but never got any legs. I mean, for all the big outlets that put out the trade deadline, all of the guys that are going to go, Forsberg's name was not there, which shows that we weren't trying to trade him, which shows that everybody believed that eventually we were going to sign him. Hope all that comes true. And, well, you've been around the team all year. I mean, there's a good vibe with our team.
Good energy, yeah.
They really like each other. Yeah, they play for each other. And I don't think that, you correct me here, I don't think management was throwing off any vibes that we're going to be changing things up and whatever. I think I've been very complimentary of our players and our team all year, and our coaching staff's done a great job. Everybody's been positive, and we still got to get better. It's a good work in progress. Every game is not perfect, and then there's so many good things that have happened, from individuals to our team. So I just like the way we play right now.
Yeah, a long time colleague of yours, Brian Burke, says every year at the trade deadline that, teams really lose their sanity in a lot of cases and they overpay. And in retrospect, year in and year out, it's really not a good move to sort of load up at the trade deadline. And of course, as a lot of the teams that did that this year, they paid pretty handsomely to get the assets they wanted. Did you see it that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's some teams that, we always use the expression, like the poker expression, you're all in, and, traded, I believe, like a Florida does not have a first-round pick until 2025. But they've got a team that could win the Stanley Cup. So, you got to weigh that. I'm having a hard enough time running this team to be, really weighing in on, what teams can or should not do. But, Colorado's paid a lot. Florida's paid a lot. All I know is that there's only going to be one team that's going to win at the end of the year. So somebody's going to be really happy, and there's going to be like 10 or 15 other teams that kind of might have a little bit of buyer's remorse. But that's what's cool about the game. That's the excitement. There's things that we've you've done before. I think as I'm talking to you, I remember when we traded for Peter Forsberg. Speaking of Forsberg, it was 10 years ago or whatever, I can't remember the year. I mean, we didn't win. We lost in the first round, which was really disappointing. But, you know, for that last 20 games in the playoffs, I mean, other than the Stanley Cup Finals, I think that was probably the biggest buzz we've ever had in Nashville. I mean, Forsberg was like a rock star here, and I think that helps, you know, in that time, solidify your franchise, participation of your fans, the interest in hockey, all those things. So, I mean, I can feel an uptick myself. I mean, we're getting out of this COVID situation. We're getting back to normal. It seems like our crowds are, you know, we're getting more and more fans. We're almost, sold out on a regular basis. The energy seems to be higher. And, I mean, you know, we're a big, hopefully everybody thinks we're a big part of Nashville, a big part of the entertainment section of that. And it's all good. So I hope we've done the right thing here. And we're tracking right now to hopefully make the playoffs. And, you know, we could be a tough out. So I like where we are.
Last thing for you, this is getting thrown around a lot, especially as the team continues to pile up these goals. What is, Darren, you might be able to, 6 or 7 straight games now with at least 4 goals, 6 more last night. And there's more goals being scored around the league, David, as you know. And a lot of people are curious, you know, what kind of product are you going to see down the stretch? And because usually at this time of year, it gets harder to score. But right now, it's a really interesting free-flowing game really around the league, and you guys are fitting right into it.
Yeah, I can't necessarily explain that. I mean, go back the last few years, it's been, you know, we've been wanting more goals, and it's been hard. The defensive schemes are great. The goaltending is great in the National Hockey League. And, but you can just look at our team. I mean, with, you know, Forsberg and Duchesne both having over 30 goals, I mean, that was certainly a hope at the beginning of the year, but, you know, based on previous, you know, play and just our overall team concept, you know, that might have been a tough to really think that was actually going to happen. But then you're getting, you know, like Trenton's got 15 goals. You've got Gineau as the first in a rookie season, if you will, got 20 goals. I mean, those are things that, again, you're hoping for in the development, but if anything, probably the development's a little bit faster than we thought. So, and then, of course, at the back end, you got Roman Josi, who's it's just unbelievable what he does every game. I hope everybody can appreciate his talent and what he does and what a game changer he is for us. Even like last night, we're slow out of the gate last night, and they're having the best of the play, and Juice is holding us in there, and Josi comes down and gets us on the board, and that changes the game right there. And How many nights has he done that? It's almost feel like night after night. We're blessed to have him here.
David, as we wrap this up real quick, I wanted to slide this in because we did get a text from a listener that wanted us to ask you. I do think it's an interesting question. I don't know if you can what you can weigh in on it or not, but here goes. It's Scott from Shelbyville. He wanted us to ask you. Because of this current situation in Russia, Askarov, of course, who was your first-round pick, the goalie, what's going on over there? How has that affected, you know, him playing? How does that affect, you know, communications? Basically everything with you guys because of the situation that's going on over there. I thought it was an interesting question. I don't know how much you can add to that, but I thought I would at least throw it your way.
Our communication is good on a regular basis with our goaltending department, mostly Dave Rook, that's in charge of Milwaukee and our development. His play has not been good, and what I mean by his play is that he's not been given a lot of opportunities over there. It's not been a good year for him. This often happens where they know they might lose a player, and they are going after him to try to sign him long term, and he doesn't sign. And I can't think of a better way to say it. They kind of punish him. So the sooner we get him signed and get him over here, that would be great for us. And, you know, we're working on that. And, again, as far as where everything stands with Russia and the rest of the world and, you know, people leaving and all that stuff, I don't know the answers to that right now. But I it's our goal to have him signed for next season. And hopefully the world will be somewhat safe and normal that will allow that to happen.
No doubt. Amen to that. Thanks for doing this as always. Appreciate it. Keep this thing going. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Predators general manager David Poile every Tuesday at 11:15. Willie, you've got a word about Lee Company.
I do. Great interview there. 615-567-1000 for Lee Company. And Lee Company is a proud sponsor of our coverage of the Nashville Predators, which resumes tonight when the Predators take on the L.A. Kings. Pete and Howe will have the call. Darren will have the pregame as Nashville goes up against another team that's right there in the playoff race. And, of course, Lee Company has all your needs when it comes to air conditioning, heating, plumbing, electric, and general maintenance. And on top of that, I talk about those mostly. But also, if you're doing a home renovation project and you're looking for a place to start, Lee Company's got that service department. If you want to remodel a kitchen or a bathroom, put a nice pool in or an outdoor patio, Lee Company can help you with those things by calling them at 615-567-1000. They can do home remodeling, home renovation. It's in their department. A wide array of services that Lee Company has. They're a proud sponsor of Nashville Predators. They can be reached at 615-567-1000 or online at leecompany.com. Let their decades of expertise go to work for you.